Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are looking into biblical keys to answered prayer. Yesterday we talked about the importance of recognizing that God's Word commands us to ask of God. Matthew 7:7, Jesus' own words tell us, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you." In John 14, we find these words of Christ, "Anything you ask in my name, I will do it, so the Father may be glorified in the Son." And then in John 16:24, we find, "Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." Throughout the New Testament, we find Jesus himself exhorting his followers to be people of prayer who ask of God. We are not to be shy about asking, but we are to be bold as we approach the throne of grace and ask of God. Asking, of course, or making a petition, is only one aspect of prayer, but we want to focus today on that, as we need to understand how we are to ask of God. Evangelist John Rice once wrote this story. He said, "I once imagined that I was in heaven, walking along with the angel Gabriel. I said to him, 'Gabe, what is that big building there?' 'Oh, you'll be disappointed,' he answered. 'I don't think you want to see that.' But I insisted, and he showed me floor after floor of beautiful gifts, all wrapped and ready to be sent. 'Gabriel, what are all of these?' He said, 'We wrap these things, but people never called for them.'" This story illustrates so beautifully the fact that God is so ready to answer prayers, but so oftentimes we find that people neglect in their asking of God. Or if they do ask, as James put it, they ask amiss. We want to know, how are we to ask of God? Yesterday we talked about asking according to his will and asking in faith without doubting. Today, I want to point out the scriptures that tell us to ask specifically and to ask persistently. In Philippians 4:6, we are told, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God." That also is a direct command to ask of God. Make your requests known to God. Jesus in Luke 10:2 gave us a very excellent example of praying a specific prayer. Here he said, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Jesus was giving instruction about praying, and he made it very clear that they were to pray very specifically, that they were to pray, "Send out laborers into your harvest, Lord." We are to ask specifically. It's vital that we don't just pray general prayers, or you'll just get general answers. God wants you to pray very specific prayers so that you can receive very specific answers. And Jesus made it clear that if you'd ask and you receive, it would glorify the Father. One pastor told the story of his little girl named Joy, and she had set her heart on a certain present. She asked her sisters how many pennies it would take to buy it. And then when she found out, she prayed very specifically for 1,400 pennies. A few days later, some friends came by their home with a jar of money that they were saving for the pastors. In it were slightly more than 1,400 pennies. God delights in answering very specific prayers. I believe he delights in people praying specific prayers because it is truly a demonstration of faith in the goodness of God and the fact that God does hear. It shows that the person is confident that God is a loving God and a giving God. God wants us to pray very specific prayers. Secondly, God commands us to ask, and in our asking, we must be persistent. In chapter 11 of the Gospel of Luke, we find Jesus telling the parable of the persistent friend, and it was an example of how a person needs to pray with a persistent attitude of heart. Starting at verse 5 of Luke 11, we read, "And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend, and go to him at midnight, and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he's his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." Here Jesus is teaching about one aspect of prayer, and that is that we are to be persistent in our prayers, not lackadaisical, not without heart when we pray, but persistent and diligent and with fervency. This parable that Jesus used here in Luke 11 reflected the importance in the Hebrew culture of hospitality. It was considered an absolute that if a friend or even if a stranger came to your door and needed hospitality to stay overnight or to be fed a meal, that you were to take that person into your home and treat them with great respect and pour out hospitality upon that person. It would be unthinkable for a Hebrew to send someone away without giving them hospitality. And so this man felt very desperate. He couldn't be hospitable to his friend who came by on a journey. He couldn't put any bread before him, so he desperately went to his neighbor and pounded on his door, even though it was without a doubt late and after midnight, according to the scripture. And he's begging him to get up out of bed and give him something that he can set before his friend who's come at this late hour. And it was the idea of his desperation that Jesus is using as an example to us, and of his persistence. He would not let the man rest until he received what he needed from his neighbor. And Jesus uses this illustration about persistence in prayer. You are to pray with such persistence that you, so to speak, won't let God rest until you receive the answer to your prayer. And Jesus said, everyone who asks receives. This is a word of great encouragement to us. But let me make this footnote. We are to pray with great persistence. We are to pursue God until we take hold of that which he has promised can be ours. But we are also instructed in the Word of God to pray in faith. But how are you to pray in faith without doubting and pray persistently? Wouldn't it seem to be a contradiction if you kept asking over and over and over again for the same thing? Wouldn't it seem that you are lacking in faith? For example, if you needed healing and you kept getting up every day saying, oh Lord, please heal me. And then the next day, oh Lord, please heal me. And then the third day, oh Lord, please heal me. Wouldn't that persistent, almost whining prayer seem to be that you didn't believe that God heard you the first time? Well, I believe that there is a truth, a certain truth, that in much repetitive prayer, that does indeed demonstrate a lack of faith, or at least a lack of belief that God heard you and is answering when you prayed. So when you persist in prayer, it would be biblical or scriptural to pray the prayer of faith. Lord, I come to you on the basis of your word, believing that what you said is true, that by the stripes of Jesus I was healed. So based on that scripture, I am asking you to heal my body right now in Jesus' name. So that would be the prayer of faith. You believe what God's word said, you ask in faith for it, and you believe he's good to answer what he promised. How do you persist in prayer then about this issue until it comes to pass? How do you continue believing? Then your prayer changes, and this would be how you'd persist in prayer. Every day you'd get up after you prayed that prayer of faith and you'd say, thank you that you have heard my prayer for healing of my body. And I thank you that you are healing me in the name of Jesus according to your word. Thank you for my healing. And you do that day after day after day. You're persisting in prayer and you're also persisting in faith without doubting, and you will receive what you have asked. Remember, faith is a continuous attitude of believing until the answer is seen. God wants you to receive answers to your prayers, and he wants you to both pray specifically and pray persistently and always pray in faith. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying biblical keys to answered prayer.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.